Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
So your child is a teenager and you've noticed that they've pretty much lost all their teeth, and some of them have big gaps and some of them are facing different directions, and you take them to the orthodontist, or your dentist recommends going to visit the orthodontist, and it's time for braces. Yikes. It's expensive. Parents dread it. Kids don't seem to dread it as much today. We're talking about braces, how to keep your teeth healthy during those teen years. My guest is Dr. David Kroll. He's a pediatrician and chairman of the Section of Oral Health for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kroll. So, braces and the time when your kids need braces. What do we need to know as parents about when your children get braces on? It's painful. And is there something specific we're supposed to be doing to keep our children's teeth clean while they've got these on?
The key thing is to keep doing what you've been doing even before the child had their braces on. Brushing twice a day with a fluoridated toothpaste. The key thing that I tell my patients is you have to remember to brush above the braces and below the braces, as well as on the chewing surfaces of your teeth, and then on the inside, or the what we call the lingual side of your teeth. And of course, don't forget to brush your tongue. Do that twice a day with a fluoridated toothpaste and you'll be fine. Sometimes your dentist will suggest what some of them call an interproximal cleaner. Basically what that is something that cleans in between your teeth. So you'll sometimes need to do that as well, and I think that's really valuable. And of course, making sure you're eating a healthy diet, making sure you're eating the right things. You're still taking care of the same teeth. They just happen to have braces on them.
Okay, well, I mean, food gets stuck in those braces, and you can't exactly floss, and, you know, so it's tough, and they're painful. So now what about things like expanders? Because I know that many parents have questions about whether this is necessity or just something that the ortho is trying to do. Or, you know, tell us a little bit about the process of braces and expanders, and do children need all that metal?
Some children do, some children don't, and it's really specific to the child. It's very difficult to have a blanket statement on whether all children need them, but there are definitely some kids that do. And it really depends on the child, so it's very difficult to say for a large group of kids.
So what goes on with them? What actually happens when they use expanders and or braces? Does it literally move the teeth around or open up the palate and the, you know, gum line? What does it do?
Well, what's happening and what orthodontics is all about is making space for teeth. And sometimes then the space that's needed just isn't there. The space in the jaw just isn't there. So you need ways to make that space. And that's exactly what the orthodontists are doing, both with the braces and with the expanders. And it is quite uncomfortable. And sometimes what I'll suggest to my patients is either acetaminophen or ibuprofen to help with some of that discomfort.
So now what about, you know, boys and sports? If they're, you know, have braces, or girls, I shouldn't even say boys. I don't know why I said that. But kids and sports, when they've got braces on, do they all have to wear a mouth guard? Because it seems terrifying to a parent to think your child's going to play soccer or even diving or any sport, and these braces in one wrong move can, like, sort of rip up their mouth. Is that a myth?
Well, first of all children, in my opinion, should be wearing mouth guards in their sports, especially those sports that have a danger of having trauma to the teeth. Having been a baseball player all my life and playing professional baseball, I know what it's like to get hit in the face with a baseball. For kids with braces, same thing, extremely important for them to protect not only their teeth, but to protect that investment in braces that the parent has made. So I encourage all of my patients, braces or not, when playing a sport that has risk for having some dental trauma, to be wearing a mouth guard.
And are these mouth guards comfortable? Are they uncomfortable? Do they show? I mean, does it look like a football player having this big, huge mouth thing on? And do they really protect the teeth?
You know, things have come a long way since my days of playing football. The mouth guards, you can buy ones that look very big and are very imposing, You can also work with your dentist to get some that are less visible to other people. But the trade-off of being safe with your teeth versus having looking a little different, I think is worth it.
Okay, so now, you know, teens are certainly vain, if nothing else, and they worry about stains and the color of their teeth. What about teeth whitening products and teenagers? Is this something that's used just really for adults? Can you use the over-the-counter versions? Tell us about teeth whitening.
Well, teeth whitening, first of all, you're absolutely right. Adolescents care a lot about what they look like, care what their other adolescents look like. And so it's an important issue that comes up often when I'm interacting with adolescents. I don't encourage teeth whitening in adolescents. It's not that I have concerns. I'm just not a big fan of it for kids. It can definitely be used in those age groups, but I'm not a big fan of it and don't encourage it in my patients.
So what do we tell our children as parents if they say, Mom, I want my teeth whitened. I don't like the way they look or something like that. What do we tell them?
What I say to them first is make sure that you're doing the important things to take care of your teeth, brushing your teeth, flossing your teeth, taking good care of your teeth the regular ways. And then I often have a conversation with them and often encourage them to have a conversation with their dentist as far as options for teeth whitening.
Okay, Dr. Kroll, I'm going to throw a curveball at you here. What about if your teen asks you if they can pierce their tongue?
Well, there are a lot of issues beyond just the
dental issues. Weren't expecting that one, were you?
Yeah, there are a lot of issues around piercing tongues, but one is extremely important. If it's going to be done, it's got to be done hygienically. I think that's a really important thing. So first of all, that's what I care about the most. Second of all, it's extremely important, and there are some piercings that can do some damage to the teeth. So I will have a long conversation of, first of all, why the patient wants to do that, what are the issues, if it's just a matter of making a statement, perhaps there are other opportunities to make a statement than piercing the tongue. But it is important to remember that if it's going to be done, it needs to be done hygienically. And second of all, it's really important to make sure that where it's going to be placed doesn't cause problems with the teeth, because there are some that can cause significant trauma to the teeth, not during the implantation of the piercing, but afterwards.
Yeah, plus it's disgusting. It looks gross. So just talk
Absolutely.
Your kid out of
I don't
of
encourage
them, really.
It in any of my patients.
Ugh, me either. Now, we only have about a minute and a half left, but what if your child has real teeth issues and they need anesthetic? What do you recommend as far as, you know, gas or just local? Do parents need to be concerned about dentists using anesthesia?
Well, unfortunately for very small children, sometimes that's the only way that we can deal with significant dental disease. Sadly, there are children as young as 18 months that have teeth that are so significantly decayed that the only way to take care of them is to use general anesthesia and do it in an operating room. There's just no way around it for some of those children. It's a worry that I have in those kids, less so about the anesthetic than about what led to the disease going that far. As far as conversations around anesthesia, my dental colleagues are very well trained, especially my pediatric dental colleagues are very well trained in dealing with children who need anesthesia, are very thoughtful about when and how to use it, and I have confidence that children who are seeing a board-certified pediatric dentist are going to do well by their teeth and their health, and I think parents can feel very comfortable about that.
Really great information. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. And if you missed any of the great information, and this was a really good show, share it with your friends. You can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.